The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Tom Williamson of KIIC in Albia and Jacob Hall with the Iowa Standard in Sioux Center. Tom, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator Grassley, appreciate this opportunity on Capitol Hill Report. What are your thoughts on how the U.S. should respond to the Hamas attack of Israel? It seems like Hamas is getting all the good publicity, but what's the story there?
Well, obviously, for two reasons, we consider Israel an ally. One, for our national security interests, because they are a friend that can work with us in the volatile Middle East that's volatile from two standpoints. One, terrorism, and the second one, because of oil, the economy of the world. National security, and the other one is they're the only democracy in that area, and we ought to support democracies. And except for trying to get sides together to stop the shooting and to have a peace of like the last 8 years, or if you can't do that, a shorter period of time, but peace wherever you can get it between the two groups. And one thing we shouldn't be doing is giving money to the PLO when that money can be used to buy the rockets that are going into Israel. And I think that we just stand by to help Israel as an ally, but I think Israel can take care of itself. It's too bad that that people, like you said, the other side, Hamas, seems to be getting the publicity. I can't tell you why, except whether it's in the United Nations or other international bodies or just countries individually. Everybody seems to be ganging up on a country that houses Jews for the reasons that for 2,000 years this has been going on. And I don't understand it, because Israel doesn't start wars. Israel tries to prevent wars, and it just defends itself. And if the United States was attacked, you'd expect us to defend ourselves. It's no different from Israel. Jacob.
Hey, Senator, thank you so much for the call. I wondered if you could talk a little bit about what's happening in the country in terms of inflation, prices going up pretty well across the board, and the majority of Americans now really expressing some concern over they're just prices on groceries, gas, and where that'll be in the next year, and what the Republicans can do, and Congress being in the majority.
Think of the comparisons now with the long gasoline lines, the talk of inflation, and 4 3/10% is the most inflation that we've had since 2008, and I'll bet you got to go back to 40 years for it to be repeated another time. Also, what's going on in Israel? So inflation, long gas line, people lining up for gas, and what's going on in Israel is reminiscent of the Carter years. We should have learned a lesson from history. Particularly, you mentioned inflation. Remember that in 1973, it was 74 when I first ran for Congress. It was 12.3% when I was elected in the United States Senate. It was 12.5%. I first ran for Congress on a platform that said something on my bumper sticker, "The Inflation Fighter." And I fought inflation before, and I'll do it again. Let's go to Tom.
Senator Grassley, this may not get to much news coverage, but you, along with Senator Brown of Indiana, have called for oversight on the FEMA COVID funeral assistance program, suspecting maybe might be some fraud in that program. What's your thoughts?
Well, there's fraud from the standpoint of people that aren't legally in the United States getting it. There could be fraud from people that have pre-planned funerals and it's already paid for. There could be fraud from the standpoint of undertakers or somebody doctoring, somebody that died of a heart attack that they really died of COVID to qualify for that money. And that's why we're investigating. And there's some ad hoc information available that leads us to our question. And it's a job of mine to root out fraud and waste and mismanagement for the taxpayers, protecting the taxpayers' dollars. Jacob.
Yeah, Senator, I know that you kept tabs on what was happening in Arizona with their election audit last week, and you said it certainly seems like something's going on there. Can you talk a little bit about your observations?
Yeah.
The audit in Maricopa County, and then, you know, was
yeah.
Is there anything that can still be done if something does turn up from that after January 6th?
Well, you'd have to worry about what turns up before I can answer that question. But but beyond it, you know, I'm not in the middle of Arizona and their Senate investigating this election. They made a decision to do it. I'm not even sure that I can tell you exactly what their motivations are or what they're trying to find out, because that isn't important to me. What's important is a state legislature wants to do an investigation to see if an election went accordingly. And why is all this fighting, all these excuses, going to court and finding all sorts of faults wrong with it? And it just leads me to this suspicion. Does somebody have something to cover up? I don't know whether somebody does have something to cover up. But the way that you get accountability is transparency. Why don't they want to be transparent? It's just kind of that simple for me. I'm standing off 3,000 miles away. I'm not getting in the middle of politics. I just want to know what's up. I mean, it's kind of suspicious. Back to Tom.
Senator Grassley, you recently made remarks on the Senate floor as ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee promoting the EAGLES Act. What's that an acronym for? What's your interest in this?
Yeah. Well, it sounds like an acronym. It's not an acronym. It's based upon the mascot for Parkland High School in Florida, where 17 kids were murdered by one of their policemen, by one of their own students. And this act is to give resources to schools so that they can ferret out this guy that was the killer. He had been recognized numerous times as a person that could do that sort of dastardly thing. But nobody turned him over for treatment. If he had gone for treatment, his name would have been in the FBI database. He wouldn't have been able to buy the gun that he bought and couldn't have done what he was doing. So getting back to describing the bill to you, it's this simple. The Secret Service, for decades, have had a program that teaches people how to recognize people that will either harm themselves or harm somebody else so there can be some intervention. And this bill simply expands this Secret Service training to school teachers and school employees. So they know when somebody's going to cause this stuff. Get them some help. Jacob?
Yeah, Senator, if I catch you off guard with this one, I do have another one if you want to get back to me. But a couple weeks ago, April 22nd, there was a chartered flight from Long Beach, California to Des Moines International Airport with almost 100 unaccompanied migrant minors on board. And ICE denies responsibility. HHS denies it. It landed in Des Moines, was met by three charter buses that reportedly went all over the Midwest with these kids to Chicago and Kansas City and other cities, but nobody's taking responsibility for it. What can be done? How can Iowans find out what exactly happened with that situation?
Yeah. Well, here again, you've got the government doing something, and transparency, well, assuming the government does it, that's part of the question. Was this a government plane or was it a private plane? In other words, was it contracted to the government or was somebody else paying for it? That's one of the questions I have to get an answer to. But I'm willing to talk about it, except I don't know a whole lot at this point. And we are putting people on it to try to get those answers. So then let's go back to Tom. And Jacob, you can call me when we talk again. Unless there's some reason we can't talk to you, I'll be glad to give you more information. But right now, I've given you all I can give you. I mean, all that I know. Okay, Tom?
Sounds good.
Senator Grassley, you recently spoke on the Senate floor regarding the tale of two tax policies. What's kind of the essence of your remarks there?
Well, first of all, there's this effort to undo the 2017 tax bill. And it's been so good for the economy. Why would this administration want to tear into it? But that's what they're proposing to do. And we had the best economy in 50 years, the lowest unemployment, lowest unemployment for minority groups like blacks, Asian Americans, and Hispanics, the most employment we've ever had in the United States for females. The wages have gone up much higher percentage for low-income people than high-income people. So it's reduced the income inequality between high and low people. It also has the best, or I should say the lowest, poverty rate that we've ever had because of, or since we've been keeping records. So all of those statistics and a lot of others I could give you, why, if you have that pre-pandemic economy so good, and it's because of the tax bill, why would you want to change it? But they want to repeal it, and there's a lot of things in there that farmers, the 13 counties I was in the last week, I had county meetings. It came up, the stepped up basis came up all the time, or increasing or decreasing the estate tax exemption, so farmers and small businesses can't pass it on to the next generation. So that's what we're fighting here, and as long as we have 60 vote requirement, we'll be able to defeat it. Jacob, you're the last question.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Senator. So last week, the updated CDC guidance came out, obviously, for people who are fully vaccinated not to have to wear masks in certain situations. And I guess, what's your initial take on that? Do you feel like it is time to kind of move on to the next step of the recovery, whatever? I think what's coming now is people are trying to figure out, how will they know who's vaccinated? How will they not know who's vaccinated? And how can businesses still abide by these CDC guidelines?
Well, businesses don't have to be. They can operate any way they want to. But I think we're finding a lot of the big businesses taking the mask requirement off as a result of it. Here's what the big question ought to be, and maybe this is something you're getting at. You hear for a whole year from the liberal element of this country that you got to follow the science. So CDC follows the science. They announce no mask, and then you have the mayor of New York and New York governors and the New Jersey governors saying they're either not going to do it or they're going to study it before they make a decision to do it. Well, do they really want to follow the science or don't they? That's the question, and they should follow the science. Thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom and Jacob, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.